fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Ohio Silver," the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy, faster! I'm Silver!
Judging by ordinary standards, Virgil Mapes was a very simple and trusting young man. His simpleness was proved when he relinquished a good job punching cows to seek uncertain fortune in Shale Town, a gold mining boom camp. And his trustfulness was manifest when he listened to Sky Potter and Mel Botts.
Virgil, we've been looking all over town for you.
Oh, for me, Mr. Potter?
Yeah.
Listen, you're a good friend of Grandpa Buell's, ain't you?
Oh, sure. I mean, I haven't had much luck getting a job here in Shale Town. And lots of times I wouldn't have had anything to eat if it wasn't for Grandpa.
Good. We figured that...
Shut up, Mel. Well, kid, the old man's been taken sick. Mighty sick.
Gramp's sick?
Yep. Wouldn't surprise me if he cashed in his chips.
Oh, gosh, the way that... That's terrible. Where is he?
In his shack, back of the livery stable. Mel and I told him we'd find you and bring you down there.
Oh, sure. If there's any way I can help, I want
to. Come
on.
Looks real bad to me.
Gosh. What happened, Gramps?
Come on me real sudden-like. Three of us, Sky Potter and Mel Botts and me, were having a drink over at the Birdcage Saloon, and then...
What he needs is to be sent to Denver, have an operation.
Operation?
I wish I had the money. I'd certainly...
Oh, gee, so would I.
Step outside a minute, Virgil. I want to talk to you. Come on, man.
Well, I... Well, all right.
Listen, how'd you like to help the old man? Earn $1,000 to pay for sending him to Denver and for an operation.
$1,000? Oh, I haven't even got a job, and if I did, it'd take me a long time to save enough.
Well, the job I'm talking about is something special. You can earn $1,000 all in one hunk this afternoon.
Gee, I never heard about that kind of a job.
It just depends on how anxious you are to help Grandpa Buell. It's kind of pitiful he's a helpless old coot, sick enough to die. No friends, no money,
Oh, I'd
and...
do anything for Gramps. But how can
I...
It'll
be hard. You just listen real close, Virgil. I'll explain.
A At that same moment, a strange conveyance rattled along the road to Shale Town. It was a high-walled wagon painted in brilliant colors and drawn by two mules. Both sides of the vehicle bore a gilt-lettered banner which read as follows. Sylvester the Great, physician to man and beast, originator of Sylvester's super solvent, Sylvester's soothing syrup, demonstrator of expert marksmanship, free entertainment. And perched on the wagon's high seat was none other than the great Sylvester himself, a rotund little man whose stentorian voice more than compensated for anything he lacked inside.
Oh, oh, you hybrid mavericks.
Yonder cottonwood offers welcome shade. And there is sufficient grass to appease the voracious senators. I propose a recess. How about it, Nero? Excellent. And you, Tiberius? An oration isn't necessary. The motion is carried. Sine die, status quo, and sic transit gloria mundi. Or something like that. I'll remove your shackles, gentlemen. Now, Tiberius, you stand easy now. You hear? No time to talk to me. Come on. Here, go on. Now, if I could only solve my own problem of hunger as easily as the senators, I... Hey, what's this? Mounted traveler. Obviously in great haste. A situation that calls for action. Hold! Rein up! Rein up, I say!
Oh, hold there! Oh, oh, steady there. Steady.
Friend, you ride for help? Perhaps you need a man of medicine. If so, you'll be happy to know you're in the presence of the great Sylvester. Horace Q. Sylvester. Purveyor...
Well, they're after me, right behind me, and this horse of mine's almost winded. I've got to get...
You speak in riddles, my young friend. Who's after you?
Well, the sheriff and a posse. I tell you, I've got to...
A fugitive. Dismount, my boy. Dismount.
Oh, no, I can't. If I'm caught, they'll hang me.
Dismount. See this?
Oh, all right, mister. I won't argue with your gun. Steady there.
Yes. A wise decision. If you are fleeing from the law, you must be a criminal.
Oh.
And never let it be said that Horace Q. Sylvester doesn't bend every effort to aid law and order. Especially if there's a possibility of a reward for your capture.
Oh, no, you're wrong there. The sheriff of Shaletown only pays off for dead bank robbers.
Oh, so that's what you are. A bank robber.
Oh, not really. No, honest, I'm not. It's just all a mistake. You see, I was...
I see that large canvas sack you're carrying back of your saddle. Take it off.
Oh, gee, mister, you don't understand.
I understand that you are a victim of circumstances, young man. And who am I to refuse aid? Especially when you have a sack full of money. And your pursuers will be here any moment.
Yeah, they've got my trail and
hurry,
the hut.
Hurry, take that sack and hide yourself in my wagon.
Well, if you think
haste, make haste. Tempest fugits.
What?
There's a small compartment near the roof of the wagon. Hide there. You won't be seen. Hurry.
Oh, all right.
Now, don't forget that sack.
No, I've got it.
Good. Now to get rid of your mount. Be off, you incriminating piece of crowbait. Now to fleece the onrushing minions of the law. I'll take them into my camp. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Can I be of service?
Yeah. You see anything of a red-headed kid riding a roan horse? He must have passed here.
A youngster with red hair? No. No one of that description has passed here.
How about the roan horse? Do you see one of those?
Come to think of it, I did see an animal that approximate color and shade. But he was unmounted, and he went that way, east.
Maybe the kid's trying to fool us, Sheriff. Shuck that horse to pick up another one.
Yeah, but we've cut his sign. We'll keep trailing him.
You gentlemen seem distressed. May I suggest that you purchase a bottle of Sylvester's super solvent? It soothes pain and brings pleasant relief to man or beast. Thousands of satisfied users testify that Sylvester's super solvent...
I know one sure thing.
Sylvester's...
What's that, Sheriff?
We're wasting our time here. This bird's plumb loco. Yeah. Get him.
All right, my friend. You can come out now. They've gone.
Boy, that cubby hole under the roof of your wagon sure is tiny. I could hardly get...
That bag. Open it up. We'll divide
them. Oh, no. I can't do that. I'm going to take it back to the bank and try to convince them I'm not really a thief.
Preposterous. They wouldn't believe you. And besides, cum laude, ad valorem, and habeas corpus ad lib.
What?
That's Latin, my boy. The language of the immortals. You wouldn't understand. It's very common among medical men.
Gosh, are you a doctor?
Am I? Look at that sign on the side of the wagon. And while you're absorbing those truths, I'll look into the bag.
Oh, no.
Didn't
no,
I
you...
just save your life? Well, give it to me.
No.
Oh, we'll determine how...
Well, you shouldn't have opened it. That money belongs to the bank.
Money? You call these iron washers and pieces of newspaper money?
No. Oh. I can't figure that out. I thought that...
I rescue you from certain death, and I'm repaid with iron washers.
This just doesn't make sense.
Enough of your lies.
Well,
tell me the truth.
Well, that's just what I've been trying to do.
What is your name?
Mapes. Virgil Mapes.
Virgil? One of the finest names in Latin culture. And you haven't even sense enough to be a bank robber. To think that I, Horace, should meet someone named Virgil...
Oh, please, Mr. Sylvester, I'm not a bank robber.
Not if what's in this bag is the best you can do. Why was that posse chasing you?
Well, because they think that I mean, the only reason I took the job was to earn enough money to send Grandpa Buell to Denver for an operation. Oh, Gramp's awful sick.
Job? Who's Grandpa Buell?
Well, it all started this morning. First, Gramp took sick, and then Sky Potter and Mel Bott said the bank would pay $1,000 to a messenger for delivering the payroll to the Homestead mine. And I got the job.
Go on.
Well, Mr. Bott's works in the bank, and when I went there, he gave me this canvas sack there. But when I got outside and on my horse, he came running out yelling that there'd been a holdup.
Meaning you?
Yeah, I guess so. And the next minute, everybody on the street was yelling and pointing right at me. Yeah. And then bullets began to fly. So I dug in my spurs and lit out. And after the sheriff and his posse picked up my trail, gee, I was afraid to stop.
Well, I don't blame you.
But now that I know there wasn't real money in the bag, I'll just go back to Shale Town and explain everything.
Yes. You really believe that's possible, don't you?
Well, sure. Sky Potter and Mel Potts don't know.
Virgil,
I didn't...
Virgil, my boy, you've been framed. Completely and beautifully framed.
Framed? Gosh, you don't think Mr. Potter and Mr. Potts would
exactly. Oldest trick in the world. Two thieves make use of a dumb but honest young man to complete a bank robbery.
But how could... I mean, there isn't real money in the bag they gave me.
Very true. I don't know how they worked it. But as far as the sheriff of Shaletown is concerned, Virgil Mapes is a bank robber. To be shot on sight.
Yeah. Oh, and now there's nobody to help Grandpa Buell get the money he needs for his operation.
Yeah. The old gentleman was probably in on the scheme. I'll wager he's no more sick than I am.
Oh, no. Gramp really felt bad. I know that. Oh, how will he ever get the money for his...
Oh, forget it. Forget it. Virgil, my boy, I have a splendid idea.
Oh, what do you mean?
Obviously, you can't go back to Shaletown. So why don't you come with me? I need an assistant to help me with a medicine show.
Oh, gee, and... thanks, Mr. Sylvester. But I don't understand much about medicine.
Huh? Oh, excellent. E pluribus unum.
What does that mean?
It's the Latin term for you're hired. Now, all you have to do...
Hey, look, somebody's coming.
What?
Look, two men on horses. Hey, maybe they're lawmen. I'd better get back in your wagon.
No, wait. These men are no minions of the law. See, one of them wears a mask. The other is an Indian.
Oh, who's the worst guy? Oh, fella. Oh, fella.
Have no fear, Virgil. I'm an expert shot with this gun.
Very big fella. That the boy over there, Toto?
That him.
My friend and I have been trailing you. He saw what happened in front of the bank in Shaletown, and a few minutes ago...
Stand where you are. One more step and I'll shoot.
Well, that's unnecessary. All I want to do is offer some help.
Help from a masked outlaw? To quote Julius Caesar, loco pluribus loco. I'm going to... Oh, my hand!
Your aim's as bad as your Latin quotations. You're not hurt. I just shot your gun away. Now, maybe I can talk to the boy without being interrupted.
Oh, gee, mister, if you saw what happened at the bank and you think I've got the money, you...
Must hurry. Lawmen come plenty fast. Sheriff, with posse.
Oh, gosh. They must have found my horse.
We're trapped, and it isn't my fault.
Quick, you. Onto my horse. We'll ride double.
Hurry in, Sheriff.
No, I'm not an outlaw.
There's no time for arguments. Come here.
Blast
the boy! Watch it, Tonto, and ride hard.
Get him up, Stout, Long Silver!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. By hard riding along cutbacks and little-used mountain trails, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, with the badly frightened Virgil Mapes, managed to elude the sheriff's posse. A short time later, they arrived at the Lone Ranger's camp.
Whoa, Silver.
What are you going to do now?
Steady, Silver. Rest a while. I'll help you down. There you are.
I can't figure this out.
Neither can I. I hope to be able to understand it better when you tell me how you happened to rob a bank by accident.
Well, how did you know that?
I thought it was in Shaletown. He saw you leave the bank and mount your horse.
Well, there wasn't even real money in the sack I was carrying. Nothing but newspaper and iron washers.
I guess it would be something like that.
And then that doctor, Sylvester the Great, he hid me in his wagon when the posse went by the first time.
Oh, I see.
Gosh, the whole thing just don't make sense.
Yes, it does. The same bank has been robbed twice before, in exactly the same way. The man who robbed it has never been found.
Well, it wasn't me. Honest.
I'm sure of that. I want you to tell me everything that happened. Maybe we can find out who really did it.
Well, first Grandpa Buell got sick. He got awful sick. And he needs $1,000 so he can go to a hospital and have an operation.
Is that so?
And then Sky Potter and Mel Potts came. There when the posse rode up, so you'd know what happened then.
Mm-hmm. Virgil, the medicine man was right when he said you'd been framed.
Well, you mean by Sky Potter and Mr. Botts?
But proving it isn't going to be so easy, especially since you can't go back to Shaletown without the law shooting first and asking questions later.
Well, gee, guess I'll just have to go on being an outlaw whether I want to or not. Well, I wouldn't care so much if I could only think of some way to help Gramp get enough money.
Now, wait a minute. Sylvester offered you a job, didn't he?
Yeah.
I want you to listen carefully, then go with Tonto. He'll take you back to within walking distance of Sylvester's camp.
Hello there, Mr. Sylvester.
Virgil. Where did you come from?
Well, just over the ridge. That masked man and the Indian, they let me go.
Outlaws, Indians, bank robbers, sheriffs. This day has been entirely too hectic for an humble servant of humanity like the great Sylvester. I hope I never endure another one like it.
And I still have that job as your assistant?
Job? Oh, Virgil, my boy, I'm afraid that's impossible now. You see, I intend giving a performance in Shaletown tonight.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And judging from what has happened today, you wouldn't be exactly welcome in Shaletown.
Oh, that's all right. I'll stay up in that little cubbyhole under the roof of your wagon. Ain't that where your assistant always stays?
Why, of course. I mean, how did you know that?
Well, the man with the mask, he's seen your show. He says you give a demonstration of expert revolver shooting.
You're right, but
how... And when you light 6 candles and shoot them all out one after the other...
Well,
there must be somebody up in that cubbyhole blowing out the candles so that the people will think...
Winnie, witty, wicky. A harmless little subterfuge I employ occasionally. You can have the job, Virgil.
Gee, thanks.
You can start to work right now. Here... Stir the contents of this bucket.
Yes. Gosh. Hey, what is this stuff? Oh, it smells awful. It looks like axle grease.
That, my boy, is a new batch of Sylvester's soothing sulfur salve. It has remarkable medicinal qualities, even though the odor is rather strong.
Oh, yeah, I know. The man in the mask told me about this, too.
Just after sundown, when a large part of Shaletown's population gathered at one end of Main Street, the attraction was a brightly colored wagon, one side of which had been left down to form a stage. Kerosene flares cast twin circles of light onto the platform, and Sylvester the Great was unhampered by modesty.
Ah, my good friends, it is indeed a pleasure to bring the benefits of Sylvester's home remedies to the metropolis of Shaletown. But before I tell you of these boons to suffering humanity, I wish to introduce that peerless musician, that sterling artist, that master of melody, Sylvester the Great. Thank you. Thank you. Your enthusiasm shall be rewarded.
Where are those two men? Can you point them out in this crowd, Virgil?
Sure. Both of them are standing.
Wait, be careful. Stay behind this tree where we can't be seen.
Yeah.
Are those the men you mean standing together near the edge of the platform?
Yeah. Yeah, Sky Potter and Mel Botts.
Good. It's dark back at the medicine wagon, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where Mr. Sylvester keeps all of his extra bottles of super solvent and Sylvester soothing sulfur salve.
You and Tonto wait for me there. Now hurry.
We go.
No, I can't do that. Yeah, I'm supposed to be in the top of the wagon so I can blow out the candles when he shoots at them. And if I'm not there, he won't be able to...
I'll take care of all the shooting that's necessary. Right from behind this tree. Now you go with Tonto.
Now, ladies and gents, for your edification and enjoyment, a demonstration of expert marksmanship with an ordinary Colt revolver. You will notice I have lighted 6 candles at the rear of the stage. By turning my back to this target and using a hand mirror, I will extinguish a candle with each of the 6 shots in my gun. Watch closely, please.
Are you ready, Virgil? Virgil, are you up there?
Thank you, ladies and gents. If you'll excuse me for just a moment, I'll be right back.
Never in my life.
Hello, Mr. Sylvester.
Virgil, weren't you up there? How can you be here? Who blew out the candle?
Well, the masked man shot him out. He really did what you're supposed to do.
Masked man? You mean the outlaw who...
Virgil, you better tell him plenty quick before crowd go away.
What the... Isn't he the Indian who was with the mask?
Yeah. He and the man in the mask are trying to prove who really robbed the bank today. And you've got to help.
What crazy idea is this? I certainly won't become involved in anything...
Medicine man better do it or get light shot out like candle.
Boy, you mean...
You do it?
Why, I was just going to say I'd be glad to cooperate. What do you want me to do?
Well, come here and I'll show you. Come right over here with me. Now, see those 2 men over there?
Yes.
Now, they're Sky Potter and Mel Botts. Mr. Botts always goes to the bank to work on the books every night about this time.
The 2 men who framed you, Virgil.
The masked man says all you have to do is think of some excuse to smear Sylvester soothing sulfur salve all over Mel Botts' hands.
Sulfur salve? But I
don't... You do it, huh?
Yes. Oh, yes, of course. I'll go right out there.
Hey, here he is. Come on, boys. Now, ladies and gents, we come to the most important part of our presentation. Your opportunity to purchase at a very nominal cost a large-sized jar of genuine Sylvester's soothing sulfur salve. Cures every ill of man or beast. Here you are, folks. Right here. Well, here is a very unusual case, folks.
Hey, go on my arm. What you trying to do?
Here is a man, well and happy, it seems. But who knows what fate holds in store for him? His eyes are clear, his head erect. But tomorrow may tell a different story.
Oh, loco, get away from me.
Look at this. A serious rash on his right hand.
Where?
But have no fear, my friend. One small application of Sylvester's soothing sulfur salve will cure you.
Get away. Get that awful smelling stuff away from
you. You have received the priceless medical ointment, sir.
Come on, Sky. I've got to get that back. I've got to go to work.
Sure, Mel.
Never should have stopped to watch that medicine show. That faker put rotten smelling salve all over my hand, my clothes.
The old boy was a pretty good shot, though. Never saw that kind of shooting before. Hey, you got the bag with the payroll we framed the kid on today?
Sure. What do you think I stopped in my place for? I had it hid out. I didn't want to risk leaving it in the bank. There. I'll count the currency first. And there's 20. 40, 60, 80.
Hey, what the...
The sheriff.
Get him up, Mel. You too, Sky.
What the... What's the meaning of this?
I want to take a look at some of that cash you got spread out there.
Why, it belongs to the bank.
I don't think so. The payroll clerk here in the bank will identify those bills as a homestead payroll.
Ah, you're local.
And the fact that you smeared salve over some of them proves that you...
What's there, Sheriff?
You won't get the chance.
You got him.
Yeah, I'm glad of it. One less sneaking, murdering bank robber to worry about.
Sheriff, did it work?
Sure, did, Virgil. Just like you and that masked man said it would. And it solves the other 2 bank robberies, too.
Oh, gee, I'm sure glad. I've been over talking to Grandpa Buell. He's feeling a little better. But he knows now that Mel Botts and Sky Potter slipped some dope in his drink this morning.
Well, come to think of it, Virgil. The law's been offering a $1,000 reward if these bank jobs are cleared up. I guess that rightly goes to you.
Oh, no, it wasn't me who did it.
Oh, now, come on down to the office. We'll talk it over.
It was early the next morning when Sylvester the Great hitched up Nero and Tiberius. Then he waited impatiently for his new assistant, Virgil Mapes.
Good morning, Mr. Sylvester.
Oh, morning, Virgil. Make up your mind. Are you going to stay here in Shaletown or go traveling with me?
Well, I'm going with you, Mr. Sylvester, if the job's still open.
Sure, sure. Oh, by the way, you collected $1,000 reward from the sheriff, didn't you?
Yeah. He made me take it.
Well, how about splitting it, eh? Everything with Sylvester the Great is 50-50.
Oh, gosh. I haven't got it now.
Haven't got it? What do you mean?
Well, you know, I went over to see Grandpa Buell last night.
Yes, and I understood his health had greatly improved.
Well, it was improved, but now he's worse off than ever.
Well, what happened?
Well, I gave him a bottle of Sylvester Super Solvent to drink. And now he's really sick.
What?
So sick, he does need an operation this time. So I gave him the $1,000.
You gave him the Oh, et tu, Brute, et tu, Brute.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.